As soon as she walked away, one of the women in the group turned to me and whispered, "She'll never make it. She's tried this before, you know, and it didn't work. I don't think she's got the discipline." And that's what Jane meant when she said, "Be careful who you tell your goals to." I don't know why that woman made such a negative remark about my friend. Maybe it was because of jealousy, resentment, competition, or some sort of politics involved, but it was clear this woman was not 100% on my friend's side. And when you're striving toward a goal, the last thing you need is other people's negative thoughts and comments interfering with you. Heaven knows our own brains conjure up enough of those irrational thoughts on their own. Who needs friends to add to the noise? Sometimes your success, or even just a new goal that would increase your success, may threaten someone or point out his or her lack of success. Someone who is not moving forward in life may be resentful of those who are or want to. So the way they make themselves feel better is to put down the person who is going for it. People do not like to be reminded of their own shortcomings. My friend Margaret, who has been in television for most of her working career, made a good observation. She said, "The reason soap operas do so well is that people love to see people with lives more screwed up than their own. Then they can say to themselves, 'See, my life's not so bad.' Seeing someone in worse shape than they are justifies their less than successful lives, and they can feel good about themselves again. You can feel it when someone is genuinely happy for your success versus another who may say the word congratulations, but you know they don't mean it."